Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
On our program today, a state senator from Brooklyn proposes a ban on cell phone, iPod, or BlackBerry use while crossing the street. We will look at research on whether going to an Ivy League college matters to your future income, and are you turning your kids into praise junkies? We will look at the research on good and bad forms of praise, and we'll get to that crossing the street bill and the larger question of living in the age of distraction in just a minute. But hey, everyone, our membership drive is ending today, and I can now announce this program's only dollar-for-dollar matching grant of this drive. It is in effect as of right now. Every dollar you donate to WNYC right now will be matched dollar-for-dollar by a generous donor, the Kaplan Foundation. So I humbly request for everyone listening right now, if you haven't yet made a gift to WNYC in 2007, please do what you can right now to make sure the station will be here for you. And whatever you give will be matched dollar for dollar by the Kaplan Foundation. So please help us take all the money that they are offering for WNYC. And thanks again, everyone. Make your tax-deductible donations at 1-888-376-WNYC. That's 1-888-376-9692. Or the dollar-for-dollar match is good on the website as well right now at WNYC.org. As the drive comes to a close and as we have our only Brian Lehrer Show dollar-for-dollar match, thanks so much for pitching in at 1-888-376-WNYC. 1-888-376-9692. Or at WNYC.org. Thanks again. Now, New York's newest crime might soon be crossing the street while distracted by technology. State Senator Carl Krueger of Brooklyn is proposing to outlaw crossing the street while talking on a cell phone, using a BlackBerry, or listening to an iPod, or using any similar device. Is that a little over the top? Probably. But have we all been bumped into by a thoughtless person lost in their personal technology bubble? Probably. Have you ever come close to falling in a pothole or even being hit by a car because you were in a technology bubble of your own? Fess up. So we will talk now about Senator Krueger's proposal, but also the larger questions it raises with Siva Vaidyanathan. He is professor of culture and communication at NYU and author of Copyrights and Copy Wrongs, The Rise of Intellectual Property and How It Threatens Creativity. Siva, welcome back to WNYC. Good morning.
Thanks, Brian. I was just a bit distracted by my iPod.
Just get off. You can listen later. What was your first reaction when you heard about this piece of legislation, though?
I was crossing the street when I heard about it, and
I
was not surprised. I've seen many times over the years state legislators in various states propose absurd bills because they managed to provoke conversation and get attention. I mean, this is a classic example of solving a non-problem with a non-solution. There's no reason to think that the people of Brooklyn put iPod distraction anywhere near the top of their list of concerns.
Listeners, what do you think? Should state law ban iPod, cell phone, and BlackBerry use while crossing the street? Our phones are open, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. That's our on-the-air line. We won't ask you for money on the air. And beyond that, fess up. Have you ever had a technology-induced accident or a close call as a pedestrian? And have you been unintentionally rude to another person or someone rude to you by being distracted, maybe in a supermarket aisle or anywhere else, by technology? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or email us from your BlackBerry while crossing Fifth Avenue. The email address is brianlehrershow@wnyc.org. So, Siva, you said a non-solution to a non-problem.
Right. Well, look, there is a real problem with distraction in the city, but that's about 200 years old. There is a real problem with traffic in the city, but that's about 100 years old. If we want to better regulate a technology that causes death, let's regulate cars better. Let's do something to improve the flow of traffic. Let's do something to cut down on distracted drivers, rather than on distracted pedestrians. It seems like the wrong target in this case.
Well, there are already those hands-free laws covering drivers. I wonder if there are any statistics about accidents being caused more by pedestrians distracted by technology.
There may be, I'm not sure, but I'll tell you what, pedestrians still have the right of way, and it is the driver's duty, especially in a city like this, to keep an eye out all the time. And, you know, we're not just talking about pedestrians with iPods, we're talking about pedestrians with children, with dogs, in conversation with friends, people who are hearing impaired. All of these pedestrians have reasons to be distracted, some good and some bad.
Eating. Don't forget eating.
Right. But look, the very experience of being in New York is the experience of being distracted, of having one's attention sort of forcefully multitasked for you, right? So we have to understand that that is the state of life in New York. Now, we do have a problem with cars in this city, and that should be the site of regulation. I'm fairly concerned. Now, also think about this. Look, if getting hit by a car is not deterrent enough for failing to look when you cross, then why would a $100 fine be a deterrent? I mean, really, are you really going to say, oh, I was going to wear my iPod when crossing the street, but I'm afraid this cop standing here is going to give me a $100 fine?
Right.
No, well, you're more concerned about bodily harm.
It would probably stop a lot of people from actually wearing the iPod or talking on the cell phone when crossing the street. How much of a difference it would make in actual accident rates, I don't know. Probably a lot of people, risk-averse people, would do it, and especially in the age of zero tolerance for, you know, small things.
Well, I'll tell you, right now, I've seen no drop-off, anecdotally, no drop-off in the number of drivers using handheld cell phones in New York, even though it's against the law.
Handheld.
I have yet to see anyone pulled over for it, and I don't think anyone else knows anyone who's been pulled over for it. So it's one of those situations where that law is on the books, and it's a good law, and it's not being enforced.
Robin in Greenwich Village, you're on WNYC. Hi, Robin.
Hi, and everything that your guest said is an argument for the other side to keep cell phones totally off the street. I don't think you should be able to use a cell phone. How many of us have been walking near or behind people and they're screaming into their cell phones? This is desperately dangerous as it is for the drivers. Also, I was a professor in culture and communication in the same department in speech and interpersonal communication as your guest, and I wholeheartedly disagree with him. We should get rid of all the technology on the streets. It's horribly dangerous.
As a matter of law?
Yes, because instead of parking tickets, the city could make a lot of money by issuing traffic tickets, tickets to people who are walking without paying attention to stuff around them. How many of us have actually been hurt by people who aren't paying attention? The distractions that the guest mentions is a reason to ban cell phones on the street.
Robin, let me ask you a follow-up question.
Sure.
The iPod phenomenon is nothing new. Is that your distracting dog? When did the Walkman come in? 1980? So people have been crossing the street with headphones on for 25 years.
Yes.
So is there something new or different or more dangerous about being distracted by an MP3 file as opposed to a cassette tape?
No, I think they are all distractions and should be banned in New York City, or at least people should be given a warning. When you're walking on the street, so many people fall, so many people get in trouble. You should be aware that your attention cannot be taken by this technology.
Robin, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you. Siva, you want to respond to your colleague?
I'm kind of stunned by the suggestion. Look, there's no way that you could quantify the damage done by technological distraction. And in fact, I would guess it's rather minimal. It is an inconvenience, and there are billions of inconveniences in the city of New York. That's part of the price we pay for the conveniences and the brilliance of living in New York. So I'm not going to say that that's a big problem in New York. But look, the notion of a technological bubble is a phenomenon. It is a factor. It is not completely new, but it's certainly more intense than it's been before. So,
right, because there were once Walkmans, now you have people talking on cell phones. That's probably qualitatively different than just listening to music. And sure. Also, I mean, the BlackBerry is, you know, is so interactive.
I was walking down the street trying to figure out when to see that Bruce Willis movie, the M. Night Shyamalan Bruce Willis movie, and I heard someone talking on the phone saying, oh, it turns out he was dead the whole time. And I went, oh, my God. So, look, that's happened to everybody, right? So, but here's the thing. We just have to figure out etiquettes, standards of etiquette for dealing with these situations. Trying to write these behaviors out of our world through legislation is a clumsy way to do it.
Margaret in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hi,
hello.
Margaret.
I'm a driver and a senior citizen, but that's beside the point. I was driving about a week or more ago, and a young woman with a baby carriage and one in the carriage and one strolling with her was crossing against the light directly in front of me, busily talking on her cell phone. Now, you know, obviously I didn't hit her, and I just waited until she got there, but completely oblivious to the fact.
Right. But since you're calling as a driver, Siva's point earlier, and Margaret, if you can turn down your radio while you're still talking, that would be helpful. But Siva's point earlier was, it doesn't matter if the pedestrian is distracted, if she is crossing with the light, and if you, as the driver, are following the traffic laws.
She was crossing against the light.
Right. Against the light. Well, then that's the problem.
Right. She's already breaking the law.
Then you could argue that the problem is that the way she's putting herself in danger is crossing against the light, not necessarily using a cell phone.
Well, it still doesn't strike me as being a silly law. Like, I think it should be like that. At least wake these people up to the fact that they are, like, putting everybody in the
hazard. Well, as I said, I think being almost hit by a car should be sufficient warning to stop someone from doing something so reckless. Now, no one's going to defend her behavior, but the question is, how do you approach it? Is passing a law in the state legislature really going to do that? For years, we've had laws in this state banning the playing of cards on trains, but I don't think that's a real concern nor sense of awareness in the state, right? So passing a law is an ineffective way of addressing complex human behavior in this particular case. Now, I'm not against paternalism. I'm for a lot of different elements of paternalism. This one just completely misses the mark. I mean, the fact is, iPods don't kill people. Cars kill people.
We have just a few minutes left with Siva Vaidyanathan from NYU on Carl Krueger's bill, that State Senator Carl Krueger of Brooklyn, who is proposing to ban using an iPod or cell phone or BlackBerry or other device while crossing the street. And Valerie in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Valerie.
Good morning, Brian. I'm calling about the loss of civic life on the street as a result of iPods and cell phones. That, okay, yes, there is a danger to people's lives, but I've lived in New York City my whole life, and I miss eye contact with people. I miss the casual moments, the noticing of each other. There's a public space that's turned into a private space, and we don't see each other anymore.
And even at home, parents talk on cell phones or use their BlackBerries even while with the kids. Does that count as family time?
Right.
So what about, I mean, but you're not proposing legislation, Valerie, right? You're
no,
making
no,
a
I'm
larger
not
social
legislation.
Point.
I'm just saying that I think that anything that could perhaps curb the use of cell phones on the street would return us to noticing each other and seeing each other and having that street life, which in New York is so rich.
Do you want to legislate street life?
No. No, I don't want to legislate.
But you're expressing a concern. And Siva, we're going to run out of time.
Yeah.
But what about that concern, both in public and private? That's a real
Valerie's
thing, right?
Completely justified in this concern. I think that's anyone who loves New York City understands that there has been some slippage in that sense of serendipity and street life and face-to-face action. 9/11 accepted. That was a moment when we all put down our phones and looked in each other's eyes. But look, this is part of what's going on in America, part of what's going on in New York. And let's also concede that there are moments, if a single woman is walking alone on a street in New York, it's often good to put up a safety bubble with a cell phone to your ear. And you may notice that most of the people I've seen walking on the streets, talking on cell phones while walking, tend to be women walking alone, because it's good to put a signal out there that you're connected with somebody else, especially if it's a dark street, to have a cell phone on. So, you know, there are moments.
Or you make yourself a theft target.
I think less so, because clearly you're connected with something. If something were to happen to you, someone would know it. You know, my sister does this all the time. This is how I know it. I mean, if she's walking alone in an unguarded street, she will pick up a cell phone and call somebody she knows and talk throughout that walk. And that's a good move. So look, but we really do have to figure out how to use these technologies better in our lives to enrich our lives rather than detract from them.
Right.
Remember, while you're isolating yourself from one person, you're connecting yourself to another.
Well, I'm just glad it's the weekend, so tonight I can go out to a coffee shop and hang out with my laptop.
Very good.
Siva Vaidyanathan, professor of culture and communication at NYU, author of Copyrights and Copy Wrongs, The Rise of Intellectual Property and How It Threatens Creativity. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, does it matter to your future income if you go to an Ivy League college or a state college? We will talk to a researcher who has studied that question.